It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
This place is no picnic, but it sure beats working for Disney.
I played that before. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, the debut of Miss Bethann McBride. We really haven't gotten a chance to sit down and talk with her.
No.
We're going to really examine Miss McBride coming up in a few minutes.
Get her on the table.
We also have a psychic on the show today. Psychic Angela will be joining us in the next break. And
is she expecting our call?
I think she knows we're calling already. I love psychics. I really do. But we got to find a good one. If we're going to have a psychic, we got to make sure the psychic is a hot rockin' psychic that works for us. And we'll defer to our listening audience after we have Psychic Angela on the show.
All the better if she's married to a plastic surgeon.
We're going to kick her tires, take her for a spin.
Yeah, my dogs tell me how to do it. So it works.
Now we're going to play the game coming up. But first, very, very, very quick update with Buzz Burbank.
Your second buzz of the day. The day before the pivotal Pennsylvania primary, presidential candidate Barack Obama says he expects surprising results tomorrow. Obama says he's not predicting a win, but, quote, I'm predicting it's going to be close and that we're going to do a lot better than people expect. A New York woman's filed a lawsuit against Limited Brands for stealing her bra idea. Katarina Pliuk claims that Victoria's Secret, which is owned by Limited, stole her patent for the very sexy 100-way strapless convertible bra.
Katarina Pliuk?
Pute.
Pute.
I believe
spell
his name. It's Pliuk. Katarina Pliuk.
Hello.
P-L-E-W. Pliuk.
Pliuk.
Hi, my name is Katarina Pliuk.
Where's the Stanley Cup?
What's the Stanley Cup?
She
says the company knew about her patent since at least April 2006. Mm-hmm. Now, it would have been unwise prior to this to sound the death knell for American Idol. Today, maybe not so much. Idol's ratings continue to plummet. They are way down. 20% of the young women who used to watch don't anymore.
No surprise there.
And even though the overall ratings are only down 7% this year, the young and the women and Rob are the core of Idol's audience.
That's true.
Even one of the most successful pop singers in history couldn't help last week. Mariah Carey's appearance actually became the lowest rated Tuesday Idol in 5 years.
I don't know what it is, but I would assume that it's just a burnout factor where people are just getting a little tired of the same formula.
Along with me, America will be back on the bandwagon this week. Mm-hmm. They celebrate Broadway.
Oh, yeah, that'll bring them back.
Do you think it's that we're burning?
Andrew Lloyd Webber is there.
Do you think it's that we're burning in general or that perhaps the kind of talent they have this year has something to do with it? I just don't think you have the compelling artists this year.
I think it's a combination of both.
Weaker talent. I read one critic's comment that I've agreed with from the beginning. How many times can you hear Ryan Seacrest and Simon Cowell go at it? I mean, after five or six times, it's been done. By the way, the following night's Idol was Idol's worst Wednesday.
Okay.
The show also appears
You're
to be...
happy about this, aren't you?
Well, I was never a fan of the show. Let's put it that way.
You hate it.
I disagree.
The show also appears to be wittingly or unwittingly using ringers. Current contestant David Cook already has an album, and it's already on the charts. In fact, it was the number one downloaded album all weekend at Amazon. Right. It even beat Mariah Carey's new bestseller. He was presented as just a bartender who happened to be a friend of Chris Daughtry, but he'd also appeared on a couple of albums with a band before that. There was word he'd done a solo album already. And in another blow to Idol, it appears that bartender Dave Cook did all of this without going through the company that owns American Idol.
I knew he was smarmy.
Yeah, and you know what else? I don't like his jaw. I was looking at his jaw. He's got a bad-shaped jaw.
I don't like his whole head. What do you think of that?
Did you see the picture of him when he was a kid?
No.
Look like Gazoo.
Coming up in the final buzz, where we stand going into the Pennsylvania primary and Chelsea Clinton's gay night out.
Hey.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, guys, are you ready to play the game?
I am.
Sure.
All right, let's get right to the phones. Let's talk to Charles. Charles is calling about a party limo? No, that can't be right. Hold on a second. I hope he's playing the game. Hey, Charles, are you there?
How you doing, Mike? I've been trying to contact you earlier about this party limo you were trying to get.
Oh, well, let me put you on hold. I got to talk to you off the air about that, okay, Charles?
Because
we're playing the game right now, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Let's get right to Christine in Fairfax. Christine, are you ready to play the game?
Yes, sir.
You understand how it works? You have to speak for 30 seconds. Without saying on a variety of subjects that we will select for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, who wants to go first? Rob, you want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Rob Spiewak, pick the topic first.
And her name is
Christine.
Christine, 30 seconds without saying what is the problem with American Idol this season?
Go.
American Idol this year does not have any talent. The show is actually very sad. It's not entertaining by any means.
There it is.
That's unfortunate.
Sorry.
Did you well.
Sorry, you're out of there. Thanks, Christine. Thanks for playing the game. All right, let's go to...
I think she was going to say she loved you.
Raymond. Raymond in Hutchinson, Kansas. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Raymond?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Are you ready to play the game?
I think so.
That's very funny, but don't do it during the game. 30 seconds without saying tell us everything you know about presidential candidate John McCain. Go.
John McCain is a wonderful person that I'm really looking forward to taking control over the
You're out of there. Sorry about that, Raymond.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to you.
Call again and play with us sometime else, okay?
Not as easy as you might think, Mike.
All right, let's go to Phil. Phil is in Herndon. Are you there, Phil?
Apparently not.
Phil? All right, let's go to Greg. Greg in Rockville. You're next on the game. You ready, Greg?
I'm ready.
All right, 877-365-3636 if you want to play the game. You ready? Got one for him, Buzz?
Sure. Greg, more and more women are going on vacation without their husbands. Is this a good idea? You have 30 seconds without saying
Go.
Women work so hard in the world with children, with responsibilities, with their jobs, but they really need to take a break. Going to a place by themselves without their husbands really intensifies the experience. You know, they might even get to flirt with somebody else while they're out there, although I would never condone such things since that's a bad idea. So you have women going out on their own, and
Close. You did so well.
Close.
Greg, you almost got to the end of the line, but unfortunately you said so you are out of there. Thanks, Greg.
Okay, thanks.
See you later. Greg was legitimately disappointed.
Yeah.
Let's try Kristen in Reston. Kristen, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. All right, Kristen, 30 seconds without saying please tell us everything you know about Pope Benedict. Go.
My goodness, Pope Benedict. I don't know very much about him, but what I can tell you is that he is from Poland, and
that's
he came to the United States and gave a mass in Washington, D.C., at the wonderful new Washington National Stadium. When he was done, he went to New York City and gave another mass there. Today, when I was at the gym, NBC was giving a recap of all the masses that he gave. And
Congratulations, Kristen from Reston.
Fantastic. What do you want, the UWC invasion or the tickets to the Nationwide Series 250?
Ooh, you're probably going to get pretty ticked at me, but can you explain what both of those are?
All right, UWC Invasion, the biggest MMA, that's mixed martial arts event ever, that's ultimate fighting kind of stuff at the Patriot Center, this Saturday night, or you can go to the Richmond International Raceway to see a race Friday, May 2nd.
It's a car race, my dear.
Oh, goodness, I already have tickets to those, actually, so let's do this Saturday night.
This Saturday night, you want a pair of tickets to UWC Invasion, the biggest MMA event ever. It's at the Patriot Center. Visit UWCMMA.com or Ticketmaster for event info. Kristen, thank you very much. We'll put you on hold, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Got a lot of people standing by for the game. I think I might have just hung up on her. Hope I didn't. No, she's still there.
Good.
All right, let's go to Melanie. A lot of women playing this game.
Hot.
Melanie, you're next on the game. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
You got one for her, Robbie?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
Melanie?
Yes?
Tell me how to prepare a ham.
Go. 30 seconds. Prepare a ham.
Okay, so you take the ham and you unwrap it out of the clear wrapping that it has. You stick some of those things in it, the cloves. And you put it in the oven, but first you have to preheat the oven. That's very important. You preheat the oven, and then you put ham in the in a dish of some sort. You may, sometimes people wrap it in tinfoil, and you can wrap it, and then you put
it
in
the oven. Oh, yeah, way to go, Melanie!
All
Melanie, right. I don't think I've ever heard anyone struggle, but you actually made it all the way through. You're the big winner.
Very
good job.
Nice.
You've won two tickets to the Nationwide Series 250 at Richmond International Raceway, Friday, May 2nd. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hold on the line. Let's take a couple of more for the game. Let's go to Steve in Alexandria. Steve, you're on the show. How you doing?
I'm all right.
All right, Steve, 30 seconds without saying You got one for him, Buzzy?
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
Steve, what's the best car you ever had and why?
30
seconds, no odds.
The best car I ever had is my 2000 Ford Mustang. The reason is it gets decent gas mileage. There's enough room to put a few people in it, but I don't have to lug a ton of people around with my job, so I don't really need a whole lot of extra room. There's decent trunk room to put all my supplies and my resources that I got to take all over 495. It's a nice-looking car. It's light blue. It's
The Uck came after the buzzer.
Did it come after the buzzer?
Yeah, I think judges say he gets it.
Steve,
yeah.
You got it. You won a pair of tickets to UWC Invasion, the biggest MMA event ever. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, hold
I'm
on a
proud
second.
Of you people.
We have
really
time for about
around.
Two more, Robbie. Can
yeah,
we take
I think
two
so.
More?
I
Let's
think
go
so.
To Thomas in Burlington, Vermont. Are you there, Thomas?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Thomas, 30 seconds without saying tell Rob Spiewak why he should not have gotten a vasectomy. Go.
Well, Rob, you know, children are very important to our future, and we need to keep reproducing to... We need lots of...
I am terribly sorry.
You said,
Let's go to George. George in Mechanicsville, Maryland. George, you're on the show. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you doing, gentlemen?
You ready for your game?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go. 30 seconds without saying the word Tell Buzz Burbank why marijuana is the devil's weed. Go.
Marijuana is the devil's weed because it is a gateway drug to all other drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Fact, myself am a recovering addict. Became a painkiller addict. So this is a great topic for you to pick for me because I can get through this without saying that word. Buzz Burbank, you need to stay away from that drug. It's going to lead you down the wrong path in life. Women, booze, partying, who needs those things? You need to stay home.
Congratulations, George. You made it through the 30 seconds. You want to go to the Nationwide Series 250?
Absolutely.
All right, congratulations. You're a big winner. And one more.
Content.
I've done it to you guys. You can do it to me. Let's take one more call from Mike. In Olney. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Great. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Rob, you got one more for Mike?
I do. Mike, please tell me why Mike O'Mara has plastic dinnerware. Go.
Mike O'Mara has plastic dinnerware because Mike's steakhouse, Mike's restaurant, has lots of plastic dinnerware that he can get free dinnerware from, and he uses the plastic forks and spoons to eat his soup. And he also gets
I'm terribly sorry. Out of there, Mike. Sorry about that. All right, one more chance here with George. No, we already had George, right?
I
think we had George. Let's put George back on hold.
Right. Everybody's doing well, men and women today.
I like all the ladies.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Visiting.
Yeah, who's this?
Who's this?
Hey, is this Rob?
Rob. Rob, are you there? I can't hear you very well. What kind of phone are you using, Rob?
Dave?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm standing by. What can I do for you?
Hey, buddy. It's Beth Ann there.
Oh, my God. It's Tom Gavin.
Yes.
Tom, you want to play the game?
Yeah.
Tom, 30 seconds without saying the word
Watch
this is a
it.
Perfect way to end.
Watch it.
All right. Tell us all about why women are so wonderful. Go.
Because they are beautiful and they are...
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom.
Nice try.
Sorry about that. Tom, you said you're out of there.
Hey, is Beth Ann there?
Yes, she is, but she can't talk to you because you lost the game.
Cut that out.
No, you lost, Tom. You lost legitimately. You called to play the game.
Do it again.
No, we're not going to do it again.
No
Why
redos.
Should I change the rules for you?
Don't say don't do it.
Tom, there are rules
for
a reason.
Okay.
You have to manage your temper, okay?
He's okay with that.
All right. Well, and where are you calling from, Tom?
On my cell phone.
Your cell phone's
but where
horrible.
Where are you?
Good. Hey, Buzz.
Rob asked you where you were calling from, Tom.
Hi, Tommy.
I'm calling from my cell phone on the Metro bus.
Oh,
on the
Metro
bus.
Are you sitting by anybody?
What?
Never mind.
See you later, Tom. We got to go. We will be back with a psychic and hopefully a chance to really, really examine Beth Ann McBride. We haven't gotten a chance to do that on the show quite yet. And, of course, your phone calls all day long at 877-365-3636. News of the Weird.
Woo-hoo.
Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big O and Dukes.